Chapter 2. The Storm, Africa. Meanwhile, something else was happening, so far away from the citizens of Galveston and their normal concerns that they couldn't possibly have imagined how thoroughly it would overturn their lives and plans. We know now that a hurricane arrived in Galveston at the end of the first week of September in 1900, and that its effects on Galveston were such that the hurricane continues to rank as the deadliest natural disaster in U.S. history. But in 1900, the origins of that hurricane would have been entirely invisible to the people it would hurt the most. Even today, the exact origins of the Great Gulf Hurricane of 1900 remain a matter of conjecture. Most of the storms that the tropical regions of the globe are so good at producing never develop into hurricanes. Even those that do become hurricanes rarely inflict anything like the kind of damage that Galveston would experience that fall. Nowadays, with modern forecasting technology, a fine-tuned integration of radar, satellite, globally networked communications, and digital imaging, each tropical storm can be watched before petering out, as most of them do. The storms that don't die out, the ones that grow, accelerate, and travel great distances, get tracked. In 1900, however, tropical storms couldn't get close, coordinated scrutiny as they appeared, exploded, rained, thundered, traveled, and then, usually, died. Or unusually, became a hurricane. People in 1900 started watching storms only after they turned into something to watch. They could forecast. Some weathermen got very good at knowing when a distant hurricane was coming. But being certain exactly where and when a particular hurricane had begun was more difficult. By 1900, a deadly storm's likely origins could sometimes be determined in retrospect, thanks to observations made aboard ships near storms, or by those right in the middle of them. Those shipboard observations were recorded in logs and then communicated, when possible, to other ships by semaphore. In 1900, wireless ship-to-ship and ship-to-shore telegraphy was still experimental. Weather reports made from sea could only be telegraphed on land, well after the observation itself had been made, and sometimes much later. Meanwhile, the storm itself would be moving over great expanses of ocean. That meant that until a storm made landfall, it was...